This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. I'm Terry Stevens, tonight's guest. You saw him live along with Beyond the Threshold and Another Lost Year during a sold-out show on Friday, March 1st at the Fillmore in downtown Wausau. Fellow metalheads, it is my absolute pleasure to say Edsel Dope. Welcome to Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. First things first, man, congratulations on a sold-out show on Friday night.
Appreciate it. We appreciate going to places that we've never been before, man. It's like we've been around so long, and to think that there's still pockets in America where we haven't actually been is pretty rad.
I'm pretty sure you guys outsold Jim Belushi last night. He was playing right down the street from you.
Well, I'll take it.
beauty. Now, Edsel, the first question that I have for you, I mean, you're Edsel Dope. You are a founding father of Dope. My first question is, are you holding, bro?
What do you think?
Now, here's the thing, man. You guys actually dealt a little in the early days of the band to fund the band. Given the financial state of the music industry today, have you ever thought about maybe doing a little something on the side?
No, man. You know, like, I did a lot of really questionable stuff when I was younger because I had nothing to lose. And, you know, and I'm that kind of cat in my head. But at this point in my life, like, I've built a really good career with the band. And then I have lots of other ways that I've, you know, put together through the course of my life, whether it's production or consulting. Like, I do all right. So at this point in the game, it would be self-destructive to put myself in a position where I could lose, you know, everything that I've worked so hard for. But I'll go to Vegas and get a little crazy.
There we go. You are sufficiently diversified already, is what you're saying.
Yes, man. You know, exactly. I've expanded my operation, and now I'm legal with pretty much everything I do, and you know, at least financially, and that's good. I'm good with that.
You guys actually popped our protester cherry last night. We actually had protesters across the street. First time that has ever happened at a Rock 94.7 show. I think you helped us arrive, brother.
Nice. Well, am I allowed to say bad words right now or no?
Yeah, I can edit that out later. You're fine.
All right, good. So this is what I did. When I showed up, the protester was there, which I love because I admire their conviction. You know, they believe in what they're doing so much that they're out there in the freezing cold talking to a bunch of derelicts. So I give them credit for that. So what I did was I looked this in the eye and I was like, dude, I'm with you. I'm on your team. I agree with everything you're saying. You're doing good work out here. And I think for just a second, he believed me. And for that very second that he believed me, then he looked at me and I said, I want to you in the and if you would have seen the look on his face, dude, it was priceless. And then I left. But that was it. And for the record, I don't want to him in the I just wanted to give him the most bizarre, whacked out phrase that I could come up with that would just make him go, wow. I just went from almost believing this person to really becoming terrified.
The only thing that could have made that better is if you were holding a microphone and you dropped it after you said it before you walked away. That would have been epic, man, for sure.
I agree with you. Unfortunately, I was outside. There was no microphone to be had. I would have settled for a at that point.
You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9, and online at rock947.com. You can also listen on your Android device. Just download the Rock 94.7 app from the Google Play Store. Our interview with Edsel Dope of Dope continues. Now, Edsel, No Regrets came out in 2009. You made a mention last night that you do have new stuff on the way. When can we expect the new Dope, man?
This summer, for sure. We're going to put out a new record. I don't know if it's going to be late summer, probably more like late summer because I'm a procrastinator. So I'd say late summer, we'll have a new record and we'll be playing a lot more consistently and there'll be new videos and all kinds of new cool stuff. Looking forward to the, you know, every time you put out a new record, you get to kind of reface everything, your Facebook, your website, I'm actually going to become active on Twitter now because Yeah, I know, I hate it, but, you know, what are you going to do? But, you know, every time you do a record, you get to kind of reface everything that is your band, and I'm looking forward to that aspect of it and just kind of you know, redoing all the imagery with everything we got on the web, and then making new videos and all that stuff. So it'll be nice to have a new chapter in Dope. It's been a little while, and you know, I will say we probably won't take this long in between records on the next one, but I really needed the break, you know, needed, I didn't want to make a record because I had to. I wanted to wait till I was excited about it again because I needed a little break from it. It's kind of hard to keep coming up with new ways to say mother.
true that, man. Now, on the last several Dope albums, you guys are you guys specialize in doing these just out of left field 80s covers, and the last couple have been like a new wave and pop. The thing is, when is Dope going to do another hip-hop cover, man?
You know, that's not, I don't know, I'd say probably not likely, just because The Police was such an obvious one for what I was doing with my life at the time, and I'm a big NWA fan from back in the day. And at this point, you know, it would have to be like the right song. It just made me go, wow, I so identify with that. I don't even know if there's a cover song being worked on this record. Now, I know we were messing around with Aerosmith's Dream On, which was really cool, but I don't know if that's going to materialize. I'm not sure if there's going to be a cover on this one or not.
Your brother and former Dope member, Simon, he ended up working in the video game industry. Are you a gamer, too? Do you pick up the Xbox Live and all that?
Yeah, man. I'm a big sports fan. Like, I love football, so I would call myself an avid Madden gamer. I'm not really into much else with the game, not because it's not cool, but just because I don't have the time. And I put a lot of time into my Madden franchise, and other than that, it's like, you know, I got to make records, and I got to chase girls around, and I got to, you know, make money and do everything else. So I don't really have the time to get into the first-person shooter games and all that stuff, but that's what my brother does, man. It's awesome. I'm super happy with him. And my brother was never a real musical cat. He was just like my partner. So for him to find his way in that world made so much more sense than him remaining in music and just blowing out his liver. So he's doing fantastic, and we're the best of friends, and couldn't be happier with where each other are at.
Well, here's a question, though. When you do get online and play Madden, do you ever play with fans?
You know, I would say I don't know, because usually if I do play with people that I don't know, you know, my gamer tag isn't anything to do with Dope, so I wouldn't have a clue. I mean, most of the time I wind up playing some kid in friggin' India that's like, you know, insulting me because he's better than I am, and, you know, telling me, hey, you better catch this, you son of a bitch. So I end up getting my ass beat by some 13-year-old Indian kid or something. So I wouldn't know the answer to that.
I feel you. Now, would you be comfortable sharing your gamer tag with the Rock Nation so that way you can be insulted by people who have an English accent?
No. And the reason that I wouldn't is because not only would they do that, but then I'd start getting all these instant messages, and if there's one place I don't want to be harassed, it's while I'm playing my video games. They can hit me up on Facebook. Pretty soon they'll be able to hit me on Twitter, and that's all good, but I don't want to be bothered on my Madden. And that doesn't mean that my fans bother me. It just means that that's my time, man.
I was talking to Chris Howarth from In This Moment, and he games with fans a bit, and he's like, you know, sometimes it turns into a long interview, and all I want to do is shoot things, you know?
Yeah, no time for that.
Now, back in the day, you guys actually appeared on a WWE soundtrack. If Edsel Dope was a pro wrestler, what would your signature move be?
Ooh, it would have to be something that smashed your head. Like I would probably come up with a 2013 version of a DDT.
The double dope drop or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Like a triple D, it would be called. The double dope drop. I like that because you got the three Ds in it.
Beauty.
Well, I like that.
You can have that. That's free of charge, man. No royalty necessary.
Thanks, dude. When I start doing steroids and I become like 285 pounds and I'm in the WWE, I'll let you know.
Awesome, brother. Awesome, brother. Now, over the years, Edsel, you've had a few different guys in the band. What does it take to be a member of Dope?
You know, it's weird, man. I will say, yes, you are correct. I have gone through many, many guys and, you know, it seems like every record there's some turnover. And I would say that it's weird because I've never done this big search for guys. Like, I've never you know, placed ads and interviewed and auditioned 50 guys and come up with the best guy. Like, really, I usually just pick from my circle that's already kind of in my life, because the most important thing for me is somebody that I can tolerate and that, like, understands the way that I roll. So I think first and foremost, it takes that you already have to have an in with me and already have to, like, be in this, I call it the gang. You already have to kind of be in the gang and be in the circle, and then you have to be able to play, obviously, and then you have to be able to tolerate me, and then you have to have one of the four mentioned. You either have to have a whole bunch of tattoos, or you gotta just somehow be a friggin' rock star. You just have to have your own thing to bring to the table above and beyond being able to play music that makes you look like you're part of the gang. Like, it's gonna sound a little pretentious, I guess, but when I was growing up, I grew up on, you know, bands that were entertaining, like Kiss and Motley Crue, and my goal with Dope was always that no matter who was in the band, I wanted us to be able to walk into a room collectively or individually and have people go, oh, that's a Dope guy. Like, you know, if you would have saw anybody from Motley Crue rolling somewhere back in the late 80s, you would have known that's a guy from Motley Crue, and that was important to me, just to have an identifiability about, you know, who we are and how we sort of roll in our crew. So, you know, and I guess if you don't have it when you come in, you eventually get it. So it's I probably didn't answer your question for right there.
Well,
but
actually,
I gave it my best shot.
I'm a branding and marketing guy, man. I am picking up what you're putting down. So no, I absolutely understand that the Saturday Nightmare crowd, we're a smart bunch. So we get what you're talking about for sure.
Nice. I like it.
You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9, and online at rock947.com. You can also listen on your Android device. Just download the Rock 94.7 app from the Google Play Store. Our interview with Edsel Dope of Dope continues. Your guitarist, Virus. Now, here's the thing. You're a self-taught musician, whereas Virus, I mean, he actually teaches kids how to play guitar. When it comes to you guys sitting down and writing, is there some kind of dynamic? Is there a bit of conflict there where you're like, we should do this? And then he comes back and says, well, that's not classically trained at all. That's a silly idea.
No. He's actually a really, really good mix of a super educated guitarist, and then also a guy that, you know, kind of understands that it doesn't have to be mathematical to make sense. So the good thing is that I talk about guitar because it is mathematical. Like, if you can play it on this fret, and then, well, where's the other place you can play it? Well, it's down here. Like, it's mathematics. So I have no concept of any of that. So for me, if I'm working on a riff with him, and I go, you know, well, let's play it somewhere else, or I want to change the key of it real quick, or I want to add a harmony to it, like, instantly, without him even having to think, he knows where it's at, which makes our ability to work fast really good. But then there'll be plenty of times where I'm like, no, I want to play it there, and he goes, yeah, okay. Like, I mean, maybe in the beginning you'd be like, yeah, but that's not in the scale, and I would say, I don't care if it sounds cool, and he'd go, yeah, you're right. But now I think he kind of understands my methods and my madness and the progressions that I like, so he doesn't even question it anymore. And we work really good together. He's super talented, really good guy. He's going to have a really exciting year. He's partnered up with David Raymond on the Device project, which will be really great for him. And, we're just going to keep trucking and doing what we do. So we're easy, man. You know, we've been doing this a long time, I think. You know, maybe if we were kids again, we could probably go back and tell you some friggin' horror stories. But, you know, at this point, dude, I like to reference it to, like, being a veteran athlete. Like, I may not be as fast as these young kids anymore. I may not, you know, be able to jump as high, but I know where the ball's going to be. So it's like, I know where to be. I take my time. It's all good.
I feel you. Now, you have been doing this for some time, and you've started a lot of them. I mean, hell, at the Fillmore last night, we actually had, I think it was a Fillmore's very first pit. We actually had a pit. The question is, when's the last time Edsel Dope was in a pit?
Whoa. I would say probably band camp 4 or 5 years ago when we had the big mud fight. and I went and got in the mud fight before I went on stage. So it's been years. I'm not really comfortable in those situations. I know it's going to sound crazy, but I don't really like crowds of people. I don't like being in those environments anymore. They used to be a lot of fun to me. Now I like the little bit of separation. But then again, I dove and crowd surfed in the crowd. You know, I don't know. That hasn't been very long, but that probably doesn't count, right?
You know, I'd say being suspended in the air is actually a little more dangerous than actually being in pit. So, no, that counts, man. That counts.
Well, I would tell you, I probably would have crowd surfed last night, but I'm nursing 2 broken ribs that I got playing a show a couple weeks ago. Actually, last week we were in Springfield, Virginia, and I much like you were talking about with the protesters, I said something funny and dropped the mic on the ground and fell over laughing. And I was just laying on my back laughing during the song, and my bass player jumped off his little ego box and slammed right down with both feet on my chest and cracked 2 of my ribs.
He gave you a double dope drop.
Dude, he did. It was horrible. So I have 2 fractured ribs right now that I'm nursing, so I can't do much other than barely get through singing without, you know, one to cripple over in pain. So there was no shenanigans of me crowd surfing last night, but normally I probably would have done that.
Well, let's go from getting your ribs cracked by your bass player to something a little more positive. What is Edsel Dope's favorite memory from the road that you can share without attracting the attention of law enforcement?
I'm sure it would be full of debauchery. And I'm much like Kelly Bundy in the sense that every time I create a new experience, I lose an old one. So it's really hard for me to narrow it down to one. If I was with a bunch of bandmates right now and we were like, oh, you remember the time? Like, it kind of comes back to me. But, man, there's been so many. We've been doing this since 1997. And there's just been so many great, insane experiences. I will tell you, though, the one thing that is incredibly rewarding to me and is just lights out is how many fans I run into that are young. It's like we rolled in, you know, again, we were in Allentown, Pennsylvania last week, and I'm standing outside, and these kids start talking to me, and they're 21 years old. Last night, I'm at that Granddaddy strip club, and I'm talking to some kid who's telling me how, you know, this band is his favorite band and this and that, and the kid's 21 years old. And I'm going, how in the hell are these young kids finding this band? Like, we're not part of the new, we're not part of the movement of whatever's cool today, and we just continue to find new young people that are down with what we're doing and build on this cult following that we've built through the years. And that's really cool and rewarding to know that our fans are it just continues to the old ones stay and the young ones come along and they discover it. And that's pretty crazy, because I don't think that's happening to a lot of fans from our generation that are finding new young people that actually think we're cool and not a bunch of old farts.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother, at Rock 94.7 and on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare, we will absolutely keep spreading the word. That is Edsel Dope of a Legendary Dope. They got new stuff coming out this summer. Like them on Facebook. Follow them eventually on Twitter, and check them out online at dopearmy.com. Edsel, back in 1997, a buddy of mine handed me a cassette tape and said, you got to check out this band. Been a fan ever since. Man, thank you so much for being on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
Wow, well, thank you very much for all of that, and thank to you, and I'm terrible at names, man, but whoever the promoter cat was that I met yesterday that put the show on, I give him a lot of credit for going into a fairly untouched market, in the sense that, you know, I'm sure until recently, not a lot of bands have become into what's all. And it's a great new place for us to come and add to our routing. And the fans were awesome. You guys are amazing in supporting the show. The promoter did a great job, and the fans were awesome. So we will definitely be back. We would love to make this a regular stop for us. And we just had a great time. The fans were awesome. You know, everybody was just great, man. The strip club was a good time. Everybody we met was cool. And I even like the protesters, so thank you to you guys for doing your part, because without you and without the fans, it doesn't matter. We would have been hanging out with Jim Belushi last night, and that's not how we want to roll. Keep in touch, brother.
Absolutely, Edsel. You take care, all right?
All right, man. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, and worldwide online at rock947.com. You can also listen on your Android device. Just go to the Google Play Store and download the Rock 94.7 app. Next time you're on Facebook, give us a like. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at TerryRock947. You can even circle me on Google+. Once again, thanks for listening.